91X News.
It's 0 degrees and partly cloudy at noon. From the QNET Newsroom, good afternoon, I'm Jacob Story. There were three bombings in a Belgian airport in Brussels. Officials say 31 people are dead and at least 187 are injured. NATO Security General Jens Stoltenberg says this was a cowardly attack.
Terrorism will not defeat democracy and take away our freedoms.
No one has claimed responsibility as of yet for the attacks. In response to the bombings, Foreign Affairs Minister Stéphane Dion says that Canada strongly condemns the attacks.
Hearing the screams of children in the smoke of the Brussels metro only strengthens our resolve to combat terrorism in all its forms and increases our solidarity with the people of Belgium and the whole of Europe.
In more tragic news, former Toronto Mayor Rob Ford, whose scandal-plagued time in office made him an international celebrity, has died. The family has confirmed that the 47-year-old succumbed to cancer today, 18 months after doctors discovered a softball-sized malignant tumor in his abdomen. The diagnosis in September 2014 came less than a year after Ford confessed to smoking crack while in one of his drunken stupors. The illness forced him to withdraw from his bid for re-election as mayor and ran instead for a seat on city council, winning in a landslide despite his notoriety. Ford's term as mayor featured a series of headline-grabbing antics, including slurs against minority, lewd remarks about his sex life, and admission of serious crack cocaine and alcohol abuse. He nonetheless was continually admired by his supporters for his everyman persona and his consistent opposition to downtown elites and his emphasis on derailing the gravy train at City Hall. Ford was reported to be resting comfortably and surrounded by family shortly before his passing. More than a dozen children are being evacuated from the Northern Ontario Kaskeshewan First Nation after a mysterious illness left them sick. Federal Minister Jane Philpott says she can't reveal the exact cause of the illness, citing privacy concerns, but she says she suggests it is infectious.
What I can say to you is that one of the possible conditions that could cause lesions like this is an infectious condition. I can't give you specifics on the actual case.
Philpott says that the illness is not caused by the Kaskeshewan community water systems, and that medical and health experts are treating those affected. A military board investigation into the handling of a high-profile sexual misconduct case is complete, but still under review by the commander of the Canadian Army more than a year after it was ordered at National Defence. Former Master Corporal Stephanie Raymond alleged that she was raped by a superior and then driven out of the Army for reporting it. Toronto lawyer Emma Phillips, who was counsel to a separate review conducted by former Supreme Court Justice, says the forces have made important strides to combat abuse and sexual misconduct, but they could be undermined if the military is seen to be foot-dragging on its own internal inquiry.
The message that delay sends to the members of the armed forces is that either it's not being taken seriously, or that the commitment to change may not be as genuine and as one would hope.
A defense spokesman said the inquiry report is being examined by the commander of the Army and will need to be signed off by the chief of the defense staff. Meanwhile, debris found on the southern coast of South Africa that might be part of a plane engine will be checked to see if it belongs to the Malaysia Airlines Flight 370, which vanished 2 years ago. Malaysian Transport Minister Liao Tiang Long says that the debris was discovered today near Mossel Bay town. He says in a statement that based on early reports, there is a possibility of the piece originating from an inlet crowling of an aircraft engine, but further examination and analysis are needed to verify whether it belongs to Flight 370. Liao says a team will be dispatched to retrieve the debris. The Malaysia Airlines jet disappeared on March 8, 2014, with 239 people on board while flying from Kuala Lumpur to Beijing. The disappearance remains one of the biggest mysteries in modern aviation. An Australian-led underwater search in the southern Indian Ocean, where the plane is believed to have crashed, has found no trace of it so far. The battle between the FBI and Apple over accessing the iPhone of one of the San Bernardino shooters may be over. The U.S. government is now saying it no longer needs Apple's help to hack the iPhone. Reporter Neil Karlinski has the details.
Huge development in this case. The federal government now essentially saying they may not need to take Apple to court after all, saying that they believe they can actually now hack into an iPhone, something they had been saying they could not do without Apple's help. The government putting out a release last night before the judge saying an outside party demonstrated to the FBI this weekend a possible method for unlocking the phone.
Federal prosecutors made the surprising announcement on the eve of today's federal court hearing in Riverside, California, which has now been canceled. A Russian court has sentenced a Ukrainian pilot to 22 years in prison after convicting her for complicity in the murder in the 2014 deaths of two Russian journalists in eastern Ukraine. The judge said that Nadezhda Savchenko will also have to pay a fine for crossing into Russia illegally. Savchenko was serving as a Ukrainian volunteer battalion against Russian-backed rebels when she was captured by separatist rebels in July 2014 and later surfaced in Russia. At one point, the judge had to call a break when Savchenko, who has mocked and denounced the proceedings, burst into song upon hearing the guilty verdict. That's QNET News on 91X to 1206. Sports is next.
The Under-19 Women's World Floorball Championship, sponsored by West City Honda. In just 2 months, you can be a part of history. You can get your tickets for Belleville's first ever World Championship event at floorball2016.ca. The Under-19 Women's World Floorball Championships are brought to you by West City Honda, Capers Restaurant, Budweiser, and 91X. To become a sponsor, volunteer, or to purchase tickets, go to floorball2016.ca. When the world visits Belleville, we'll be ready.
In local sports, the Trenton Goldenhawks attained a 4-2 victory over rivals, the Wellington Dukes, last night at the Duncan MacDonald Memorial Gardens in Trenton. We have scores coming up for the NHL and NBA games from last night. In hockey, Henrik Lundqvist made 25 saves in leading the New York Rangers to a 4-2 victory over the Florida Panthers. Panthers coach Gerald Gallant says the team has picked a bad time to start to play poorly.
It's the time, clutch time of the year, and you want your team playing well, and you want you playing hard. And you don't mind when you lose when you're playing well and playing hard, but a lot of guys right now aren't playing the game they played all year, so we got to get going.
Brandon Manning's first NHL goal snapped a tie and powered the Philadelphia Flyers to a 4-1 win over the New York Islanders. Flyers defenseman Brandon Manning says this is a crucial win in Philadelphia's playoff chase.
It's huge. I think, you know, you see the way Pittsburgh's playing, you know, I think they jumped ahead of the Islanders. So these are 4-point games for us.
William Nylander had the first 3-point night of his NHL career, scoring once and adding two assists in the Leafs 5-2 win over Calgary. Leafs head coach Mike Babcock was most impressed by how the 19-year-old performed outside the offensive zone.
I thought he was good defensively. Mike back checked hard, turned some pucks over, was good in D-zone faceoffs. You know, those things are what matters to me more than the other stuff. The other stuff, we know that he has that.
The Washington Wizards played the Atlanta Hawks last night. The Wizards extended their winning streak to a season-high 5 in a row, coming out with a score of 117-102. Wizards point guard John Wall scored 27 points. LeBron James scored 33 points as the Cleveland Cavaliers clinched their second straight Central Division title with a 124-91 victory over the Denver Nuggets. James says he still appreciates winning a division title.
It's not given, obviously, that every year that you can be in a position where you can win a division title, you can win 50 games in the league. It's so hard to win, and I've been fortunate to do it a few times. So it's a great thing for our franchise. It's a great thing for the guys here. It's something that you can always talk about, you know, when you're down playing ball, and it's a pretty good thing.
Jeremy Lin scored 15 points in the fourth quarter as the Charlotte Hornets overcame a 23-point deficit to snap the San Antonio Spurs' six-game winning streak with a 91-88 victory. Send us your team or league scores via email at qnetnewsdesk@gmail.com. In weather, today we'll be seeing increasing cloudiness with periods of snow beginning late this morning and then changing to rain this afternoon. We're looking at around 2 centimeters of snow today and a high of +3. It's rain tonight with a low of 0. Tomorrow we'll see mixed rain and snow with local snowfall estimates falling between 2 and 4 centimeters. There will be a high of +3. It's 12:10 and 0 degrees. QNET News on the air on 91X and online at qnetnews.ca. Remember to follow us on Twitter and like us on Facebook. I'm Jacob Story. News on 91X next at 1.